Welcome to the Born in the 80s podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dyer. How's everybody doing out there? This week I'll be reviewing Iron Man along with a couple other movies and, you know, whatever else comes up. I don't really have a format for this show, as most of you know, so whatever comes to mind. But first, let's get to some email. I got quite a bit of email this last couple of weeks. Some of it positive, some of it questions. I got a lot of, can I get Cora's number? A couple of abuse of your fat fuck, you never deserved her. So there was some of that. But Jen asked, what is the update on my relationship status? And, you know, I involve my personal life into the show, and sometimes it's interesting, sometimes, maybe not. But currently, I am not talking to Cora. I have cut off contact. I think it's for the best, you know. Sometimes you want to be friends with your ex, but sometimes you can't. I was seeing this girl, Melissa, for about a week, but that didn't end very well, so I'm back to being pretty much single. You know, I've gone out on a couple of dates, so, you know, I haven't been a total hermit. Had some health things going on, though, which is, but something I will admit to is I've been working out and dieting a little bit. You know, as you can see by pictures that some of you have seen of me, I'm a pretty fat fuck right now, probably the fattest I've ever been, but I got on a diet, so I've lost 12 pounds in the last 2 weeks, so, you know, it's only a drop in the bucket of, you know, my massive weight, but, you know, what can I do? A little bit helps. Dave writes in, and he asked me, what are my top 5 comics right now? See, this is hard, because there's a lot of good comics out right now. All-Star Superman's been really good. It doesn't come out every month, it kind of comes out infrequently. Thor has been really good. The Justice Society of America has been really good. Most people don't know about is Nova. Nova's actually been pretty good. The last issue's kind of dragged a bit, they're going into like Nova and Silver Surfer and Galactus, so that should be pretty interesting. Of course, Secret Invasion has come up and Final Crisis has come up. The first issue of Secret Invasion was pretty good. So it's hard to say what my top 5 comic books are. The Boys is, you know, one of my perennial favorites. So there's a lot of good stuff you'll find on the main page of BornInTheEighties.com. You'll see my pull list for the week. Little images up there, what comic books I got for the week. And Steve asks, what games am I playing right now? I've been playing Sins of the Solar Empire, which is a strategy game, a space strategy game. That's been pretty fun, playing on the internet. I like strategy games. I just picked up Age of Empires 3. It's basically, you know, Age of Empires 2, but a little bit prettier. And I've been playing Hulk Ultimate Destruction. That's just a fun game. You just hop around and beat shit up. So that does it for the email today. Not too bad, you know, from the usual abuse I get. So let's get to some movies. The first movie I want to talk about is the latest one I've seen, which is Iron Man. I don't really want to spoil this movie, but if you read the comic books, you kind of know what happens. I mean, you can guess. It's a superhero movie. You know, it's not like the superhero is going to die in the first movie or something. But this has Robert Downey Jr. in it, and it's the story of Iron Man, Tony Stark, the playboy, billionaire, alcoholic, arm manufacturer, and it's really, really good. I mean, compared to the rest of the comic book movies, I would probably say maybe Spider-Man was my favorite. Well, maybe Sin City was my favorite, but, you know, mainstream, I would say Spider-Man. But I think this blows Spider-Man out of the water. I think the acting was better, the action was better, the CG was way better. I mean, well, Spider-Man came out X amount of time ago, but I would say this is the best characterization of a comic book hero that I've seen. Robert Downey Jr. got Tony Stark down, like what Tony Stark used to be. Not the Tony Stark now you're in comics. Because if you go out and see this movie and pick up a comic book right now, you'd be like, man, why's Tony Stark such an asshole in the comic books? But in the Iron Man movie, he's generally likable. He's funny. He's interesting. He's just portrayed really, really good. It's nice to see a comic book movie that is taken seriously, yet has some nice humor elements in it. Because a lot of the times you get shit like the Fantastic Four, where they're just trying to be like campy as shit, and it's just an awful fucking movie. But this is done really, really well. I don't want to spoil it too much, but the Iron Man suit looks fantastic. The CGI is great. The action is fantastic. The weaponry is really cool. It's really funny. I can say, everybody go out and see this if you haven't seen it. I think I might go see it again, maybe two or three times. I really enjoyed Iron Man this much. So everybody go out, see Iron Man. It's a fantastic movie. The next movie I want to talk about is Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. This is an independent film. There's no real names in it, except for Robert Englund plays a small role. And people should know Robert Englund. He played Freddy Krueger in the in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. The plot of this movie is, it's an interesting world. In this world, it's serial killers, like mass serial killers like Jason, Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, they all existed. And it's a world of where serial killers like that is like a dark profession almost. And Leslie Vernon is this character who has a documentary crew following him, a bunch of college students, filming him when he's trying to set up his legend, like supernatural legend. He's picking out a girl to be a survivor girl. You know, there's usually a survivor girl in every movie. He goes through these steps of how to set up like a cool serial killer attack, if you will. And it really goes through. And what's also really interesting about this movie is that there's little Easter eggs all over the place where, like, in this one scene, Leslie Vernon takes the documentary crew to his, like, mentor's house, like a mentor serial killer, if you will. And in the house, you see, like, on the desk, there will be Hellraiser's puzzle cube, and you'll see on the mantle there will be, like, Stay Awake pills, which were in Nightmare on Elm Street. So those little Easter eggs just pop up everywhere in the movie, which I really liked. The acting was pretty good for an independent film. There was some cool kills in it. It's just a very interesting approach in horror movies. This was limited release, I think, in theaters, and it only made like $40,000. But so it was a big flop, but I really enjoyed the movie. I wish they would make a sequel to it, since it's a real interesting premise. I would kind of like to see what happens after this, but I very much doubt there's going to be a sequel to this movie. So everybody go out and rent Behind the Mask, Rise of Leslie Vernon. Next up, I've seen Juno. I've heard a lot about this movie before I've seen it. I didn't see it in theaters. I saw it out on DVD. I heard pretty much two reactions, like, this is a really funny, sweet movie, or the other is they didn't like it because they thought it was really contrived, and, you know, they didn't think a 16-year-old girl would act this way, or 15-year-old girl would act this way. But Juno is a story of a girl, a quirky girl in high school who gets pregnant by this nerdy guy, and her trip through pregnancy and trying to give this baby away to this couple. And it has Ellen Page in it. You might know her from Hard Candy, which is a fucking excruciating movie to watch if you're a guy, but it's also very good. You also see her in X3 as Kitty Pryde. She's a very good actress. Also, Michael Cera's in it, who's in Superbad. He does a really good job in this movie. Overall, I really, really enjoyed this movie. It's the kind of movie that made me smile. I thought it was a real, you know, funny, sweet movie. And, you know, sure, most teenagers would never act like that. But in all the teenagers in the world, there might be one weird girl like that, maybe, you know. So, it's a movie. You gotta suspend disbelief and just kind of accept the world and the reality which it lives in. And I really, really enjoyed Juno. I don't think it was, like, you know, the best thing ever that a lot of people say, but I really recommend this. I would recommend it as a buy rather than just a rental. I really enjoyed this movie. From one movie that made me smile to another, it is B-Movie. This is Jerry Seinfeld's, you know, thing he fucking plugged everywhere. It was all over TV. It's the story of Jerry Seinfeld plays his bee, and he doesn't know what to do with his life, and he comes in contact with a human, and, you know, craziness ensues. And I didn't see this in the theaters, and I really wasn't that excited to see it, to tell you the truth. I got it on DVD, but it was just one of those movies where I was like, you know, it annoyed me because it was on TV so much, you know, it was too overexposed. I didn't really want to see it, but I figured what the hell, I'll just give it a try, and I was really, really impressed by this movie. The CG in this movie is some of the best CG I've seen. You know, CG just gets better and better. The voice acting in this movie is really good as well. It's genuinely funny. You know, it makes you laugh out loud a couple of times. And it's just one of those happy-go-lucky type movies. Sure, there's some drama and stuff in it, but, you know, if you just want to forget about life and just, you know, get some chuckles and, you know, a movie that will cheer you up will be movie. I recommend this as a buy, not just a rental. I really enjoyed it that much. Now, on to a movie that's going to be a little harder for me to review. This movie is There Will Be Blood. Won an Oscar for writing, I think it was. I can't quite remember what it won an Oscar for. But in this movie, the acting is fantastic. The writing's interesting. It's a very interesting setting with, like, you know, early 20th century mining and oil fields and stuff like that. It was really cool in that respect. But as a plot, I don't know. It's weird. It's uninteresting at the beginning. Then it gets interesting. Then it starts to drag on. Then there's a time jump. Then it just kind of ends. So it kind of leaves you really unfulfilled in that respect. I can appreciate it for its acting. The set design was really cool. The clothing was really cool. But overall, I would say I really didn't enjoy this movie. It interested me at first, but after just remembering it overall, it's just, it didn't really entertain me. I would say check it out if you're a real fan of, you know, just real acting, and Daniel Day-Lewis is really good in this movie. It's kind of like the same of Gangs of New York, where I didn't really like the movie, but his acting in it was so good, it's a real reason to watch it. And finally, the last movie I saw this week was probably one of the most disappointing for me, is George Romero's Diary of the Dead. You know, he did Night of the Living Dead. He's, you know, famous zombie guy, has made some of the most classic zombie movies there is. But anyways, this is his latest attempt to try to be, you know, relevant, and it fails. It fails on all levels. Basically, the acting was bad, the writing was bad, the stupid handheld camera shit was bad. Even the practical movie effects weren't even the practical effects weren't even that good. I had really high hopes for this movie. I love zombie movies, but this one was just kind of like, eh, you know, whatever. So I would say, even if you're a hardcore zombie fan, this really isn't that interesting of a pickup. The porno pick of the week this week is Barely Legal 77. I really enjoyed this one. And here's a little bit of the fun dialogue that you find in this movie. And just notice the little stutter where this guy forgets his lines. It's kind of funny.
What are you doing?
I'm helping. You said you didn't want me to get my dress all dirty, so...
Well, I didn't think you were going to take your dress off. I just, you know, have a seat, I'll be done, but...
You don't like it?
No, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just kind of shocked.
Next up, here's a clip of some of the action. This movie has Nick Mannion in it. If you don't know who he is, he goes, oh yeah, dropping loads and everything. He's a very talkative male porn star, but I enjoy this guy. He's pretty funny in what he does, and he just abuses bitches. It's pretty quite funny.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you, little asshole?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Daddy, know you like it in your asshole?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. The little neighbor kid.
Oh, fuck. I'm just like putting your back, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, this is my favorite line in the movie. This line in this movie is probably one of the greatest lines I've ever heard in a porno. It's really put this movie head and shoulders above other movies.
Yeah, manning mayonnaise, yeah. Eat it up, dropping loads, dropping loads,
oh my God,
right in your mouth.
Overall, I'll give this movie a 9 out of 10. It's not quite perfect, but it's almost there. Before we wrap this episode up, I would like to mention you can email me at borninthe80s@hotmail.com. You can also get a hold of me at borninthe80s.com. Check out all the fun stuff there. I got a new blog up. It's a couple weeks old, but it's about the North American Union. I think all the Americans should check that one out. Also, check out Jake Harold's self-published comic, Tards, even though that son of a bitch hasn't sent me a copy in my email so I could review it on the show, but, you know, what can you do? I'd also like to mention the Gax Community Cast, I guess, is having a little friendly podcast war with the Co-Mutiny Podcast. I think most of you fans will remember about 8 months ago, I had a little war with the Co-Mutiny Podcast, so I'd like to take credit for all of that. And if Kami needs any jokes or bits or anything, he needs any help, I fully support him. I'm willing to help him out. And until next time, stay away from cocaine, kids. Stay away from cocaine.
I love